On Midwest Week, with just a few days to go, can the Illinois General Assembly end 2 years without a state budget? I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Brian Mackey, State House reporter in Springfield for Illinois Public Radio. Remind us, Brian, how much time is left in the spring session and what happens if it goes beyond the deadline?
Yeah, we're at less than a week away from the end of the spring session. May 31st is when that is scheduled to adjourn. And it's not clear to me that that anyone is really taking that deadline as seriously as they might in a more ordinary year. But that is when the session is scheduled to end. If there is no budget agreement by that point, nothing happens right away. Frankly, nothing would be that different. We haven't had a budget anyway, so it would just be day 701 or something. We're at 695 as we tape this on Friday, and it would, just be another day without a budget in the state of Illinois.
And, of course, after the deadline, don't they need a larger majority to pass anything?
Well, that is true. So if one is still optimistic that they can actually reach some sort of agreement on the budget, then, yes, you would need a higher, because of the state constitution, to sort of force the hand of legislators and get them to get their work done by May 31st. It has a requirement that if you're going to pass legislation that needs to go into effect right away, as a budget would, then you have a higher number of votes you need to get that after the deadline.
Okay.
Why is that important? Because if you want to pass something controversial like a tax hike, not a lot of people want to vote for that. So it just means that you have to convince more legislators to vote, take an unpopular position.
So, Brian, in a nutshell, what are the main issues that still have to be settled that might lead to a state budget sometime soon?
You know, I guess under the premise of that question is that there are some issues that could be settled in order to lead to a budget, and I'm frankly not convinced of that. So, obviously, when you're doing any sort of state budget, you have to match your spending with the amount of money you have coming in, your taxes, your revenues and fees. And so normally it would be a question of, do we need to make cuts to government spending and do we need to raise taxes? But Governor Bruce Rauner for a couple of years now has said that's not enough. He also wants his economic and political agenda to be passed. Now, this week, his main talking point has been about property taxes and freezing property taxes. In the past, he's had other demands such as term limits or changing the way legislative districts are drawn in Illinois or changing the pension system. That's one of the frustrations Democrats have, is that it seems like, from their standpoint, it's kind of a moving target as to what the governor would accept in terms of a final deal to actually get him to negotiate on taxes and spending. And meanwhile, the governor's out there doing either campaign events or campaign-style events and running TV ads and saying that, he protected people from a tax increase. So a lot of Democrats are looking at that and saying, well, it looks like the governor's kind of moved on and, sort of accepted the fact that we may not have the tax increase that even he has acknowledged in the past would be necessary to actually balance the state budget.
Okay, so Brian, looking at the income tax, what proposal is the most prominent right now? How many percent, and would it be permanent or sunset at a certain time?
Yeah, so the Senate Democrats this week did actually pass a tax hike. It's the first time, I think, in several years that anyone has actually voted for one of these things. And it takes it from the current rate of 3.75%, 3.75%, up to 4.95%. That's just under the 5% where it was for about 4 years under former Governor Pat Quinn. And again, that passed the Senate with only Democratic votes. It would be a permanent tax increase. That's the income tax. They also added some other taxes in there, like right now if you have cable television, you pay what's called a franchise tax. This would make a comparable tax on satellite television. It would also extend the sales tax, which right now only covers goods, like when you buy a shaving cream or tires or something like that. It would also extend it to services, like dry cleaning and getting tattoos and piercings, for example. Because, we have shifted largely or in significant part to a service economy, right? People are not buying as many things as they used to. We are buying a lot of services. People say our tax system here in Illinois is pretty antiquated. Iowa, Wisconsin, other states around us do tax a lot more services than Illinois does.
So why weren't these services already taxed? Did they have someone powerful behind them, or the legislature just didn't think it was important many years ago?
I wouldn't say they didn't think it was important. Taxes have always been politically fraught in Illinois because the politicians on both sides of the aisle have campaigned for years saying, you know, we don't need to raise your taxes. Very few politicians will go to the voters and be honest with them about how, you know, they want to spend money, you know, the services that they want to vote for, and matching that with the taxes that we should have if they want to, you know, adequately fund those services that they think the voters want. So taxes have never been a popular issue here, and it's always been easier just to punt and not to take those difficult decisions. But people, you know, sort of good government types have been talking for years in Springfield about the need to change the state's what they call the revenue structure. Just because it's too reliant on a sort of old, 20th century model of an economy that we really don't have anymore.
Okay. So, Brian, what about the property taxes and a possible freeze? Are people talking about a permanent freeze or 1 or 2 years, and how would it go into effect?
It depends who you talk to. So in terms of where most of the action in terms of negotiations have been this year, it's been in the Senate, and the Senate Republicans have said that the freeze ought to match what the income tax increase is. So if there's a 4-year income tax increase, for example, then there ought to be a 4-year property tax freeze. The governor has called for a permanent property tax freeze. He says, you know, if we only freeze it for 2 years, it's going to go through the roof on year three. But at the same time, you know, the state is, you know, the way education is funded in Illinois is largely through property taxes. So that could be really, really challenging for local school districts as the state, has shorted schools and can barely, even though, you know, it appropriated money for the schools, it can't make the payments. Schools are way behind on getting the money they're supposed to get from the state because of the budget impasse, because we're just not taking enough money in for the things that we have to spend money on. And so that would be very challenging for local school districts. It is something that the governor has identified through, you know, his political arm and polling, that it's extremely popular with voters and other people. There was another poll from a conservative advocacy group this week that showed how popular a property tax freeze was. So the governor is certainly doing these campaign-style events where he's talking about it. And, Democrats were willing to go along with maybe a 2-year property tax freeze, but at this point, it's still a very open question as to whether any of this gets done.
Okay, and I guess, Brian, the question that comes to mind is, who benefits from inaction on the state budget? I mean, we've talked about schools and all sorts of things that aren't getting the money they thought they should get for a couple of years. Is there anyone that likes this situation the way it is?
You know, I've been thinking about that, and I'm trying to figure out if there is someone who's winning, really, from this situation. I think that you have to wonder if it's the political arms of both the governor and the top Democrats, because from the governor's standpoint, he can say, look, I held the line on taxes. The Democrats have been mismanaging things in Springfield for too long, and I stood firm for you, the taxpayer, by not signing an income tax increase. Also didn't get a budget, but most people in Illinois, we know from polling, don't really seem to think it affects them very much. On the Democratic standpoint, they can say, look, if the governor doesn't get this budget passed, well, then he is, you know, a complete failure. What has he done? The backlog of bills when he took office was $5 billion trending downward. Now it's $14 billion and trending upward. So, from a political standpoint, you can see how the status quo might be appealing to the kind of strategists and ad makers in the political parties on both sides. But for everybody else in Illinois, it's an ongoing slow motion behind the scenes disaster.